practicing thing as much as possible. Coming up a little bit later this hour, don't forget Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline, sportsline.com. But right now, usually we do this on Fridays, but since we have no show tomorrow and Friday, our good buddy, handicapper Lee Sterling with Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com joins us. Lee, I hope you're having a good day, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, getting close that time. We're you walk into the kitchen and, you know, grab a few little samples of everything as you're cooking.
Oh, see, we're doing a little differently. I love to cook for the holidays, like tomorrow and Christmas, and we're kind of taking a break this week. It's just gonna be the wife and myself as far as this Thanksgiving, and then we reevaluate that as far as Christmas. So, we're gonna try to do as little as cooking as possible and allow others to do it for us.
Okay, I'm here working. Be working until about 9 o'clock tonight. Worked 2 days straight, about 12-13 hours. So, my wife and two daughters are having fun in the kitchen. My youngest is home from college, so they're just having a good time cooking and check, you know, getting everything ready. And when I come home, I'll start doing the sampling.
I did something really crazy. I guess this was back, I don't know, when I was in my 30s or so. So I just had the great idea.
Yeah,
I can always.
Ago then, right?
Oh yeah, it has been. It's been a couple of decades. So, but I, you know, I'm fine with the grill, love cooking, but I never took on the responsibility of the big meal. And I was selfish in this thinking because, you know, prior to that, like the year before, you know, it was limited. Because I grew up where 75 people would be, you know, just stuffed into a house. And I'm used to the spread, you know, the turkey, the ham,
right.
10 or 12 casserole dishes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the year before, I had a turkey, two sides, and, you know, one dessert choice. And it's like, that's just not going to work. So I took on the entire, you know, Christmas dinner. So this was a holiday. So and got to the point where whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, I just loved to cook everything. But it was selfish because I wanted to spread. I wanted leftovers to carry me through, like in this case, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so I took it upon myself. So 12 hours of cooking, did everything. And so that's how – and did I know what I was doing? Absolutely not, but everybody was expecting it the next year after that. So
okay, that's a lot of fun. So I know what I want. So we all get together and everyone decides what dishes you want this year. We're usually at 32 to 35, so we're only six this year. So it's gonna be a lot smaller, but you know, we'll make the best of it. And even though two games are canceled already, just gonna do the best we can.
All right, so here we are. One of the things I love to point out each and every week is the fact that when all three of us, you, Alan Bell, and myself, are on the same side, we win. And even last week, you know, we snapped a six-game winning streak last week. But that's all right because we took the second game, so we were 2-1 last week when all three of us were on the same side, which is 67%. Nothing to sneeze at. But at for the year, we're 16-5, 76%. When we're all three on the same side.
Wow, pretty impressive.
and guess what? We have two chances for that today. Just two.
Right.
Well, it beats like 2 weeks ago when we had none. We were all over the place. So, and that was obviously a weekend that I struggled. I think you had a better grasp and Alan had a better grasp than I did. So that's on me. I blame me. I'm going to try to come back strong today. All right, so we had Tennessee-Vanderbilt slated, but that game, once again, gets postponed. Now Vanderbilt on the road to take on Missouri. So instead we have Texas A&M taking on the LSU Tigers. Texas A&M, I think they're in a great shape as far as when you look at the College Football Playoff Committee poll, the fact that they don't have to play in the SEC championship game. They can just watch everybody else mess up, like Notre Dame I think is going to mess up. But we'll talk about that in just a moment. So here's Texas A&M and our good buddy Jimbo Fisher, 14.5-point favorites at home against LSU. I think that number's too big. I like the way LSU played last week. They were in a game against Arkansas, their first game in 3 weeks. Certainly redeemed themselves after being embarrassed on the road against Auburn. And I see another situation here where I think LSU, you know, they still have pride. They still have individuals that were part of last year's national championship team. They're back at 500. They don't want to finish below 500. I'm tempted to even say this is going to be an outright upset, but I'm not going to go crazy. But I certainly like the 14.5 points, so I'm going to take LSU plus the 14.5. Allen's on the other side. He has taken the Aggies, giving the 14.5.
I think you've fallen for the trap here. And this is crazy. Last year, LSU won 50-7. So usually you can't make up that many points in a year, but LSU has fallen off that much. And, you know, they got to play an Arkansas team last week that gives a lot of effort, but they were down so many players. I mean, it was calling that a patchwork team would be kind to Arkansas, but they just didn't have the talent. A&M has been recruiting. Problem with them this year is they had four players opt out, all four starters, and I just think it took them time to get going. Watch their offensive and defensive lines. I think they're top five, top six in the country. They are that good along the offensive and defensive line. Also, Isaiah Spiller, the running back, now over almost 650 yards. He has finally come into his own. Also, LSU has actually even won against the spread the last nine games. Looks like everything's going, A&M's way. And like I said, it's 2020. So that streak of nine straight is all over for LSU. I think A&M wins this game by three touchdowns, 45-24.
So you have more faith in Jimbo than I do. But we'll see how it plays out. They certainly have more to play for than LSU.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next game, it'll be Friday. Hey, this is a fun game for Friday. When I saw this, I was like, oh, this is cool. I like this. Friday afternoon, you got Notre Dame on the road taking on North Carolina. They're getting all this love from the College Football Playoff Committee. They're a solid number two behind Alabama. And here's Notre Dame giving 4.5 on the road against the North Carolina Tar Heels. I'm tempted to even go straight money line and take North Carolina in this one. I like Sam Howell in these kind of games. Now you go, okay, how did they lose to Florida State? Well, all kinds of things went wrong in that first half against the Florida State Seminoles. And in the end, North Carolina had the ball with a chance to actually win that game. And the only other loss was three games ago when they lost at Virginia 44-41. These two losses, by the way, just a quick reminder, they were on the road. This one is at home. And, you know, it's a weird start time, weird day. You don't play on Fridays. I'm so tempted just to say North Carolina is going to win this game outright, but I'm going to take the 4.5. And North Carolina, I think, is going to be in that situation. But if I had to pick a big upset this weekend, I think it's North Carolina. So I'm going to take the points, and Alan Bell on the other side. He's taking Notre Dame, giving the points.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And here's one of the reasons that most people don't realize. Last year, when they were the Hunter, North Carolina was a really good team. I mean, they played hard. They played well. This year, when they've been a favorite, they just haven't been a very good team. But as an underdog, they seem to play at a different level. Also, with Notre Dame not facing a high-level passer, I think it gives a good matchup here to North Carolina. Sam Howell in the 2022 draft, I think he's going to be a top-five pick in the first round. Even though Clemson has weapons, I actually think that North Carolina has more weapons at running back and wide receiver. So Irish also down two starting offensive linemen, right guard Tommy Kramer, appendectomy about 10 days ago. He's not ready to go yet. Jared Patterson, injured in the BC games, done for the year. I think Notre Dame can be had. I think if you're really good in the skill positions, you can beat them. That was one of the first notes that I put after both games, watching the first two games of the year. Just haven't faced, if they would have faced Trevor Lawrence, they would have had to pay the price, but now they will. In a barn burner, I like North Carolina 45-42.
There, see, we're on the same side. I like that. All right, this will be the interesting one because I grew up a Bama fan and a household of Auburn fans. I'm married to a Auburn fan as well. And so you would probably think you would know where I'm going with this. As far as the whole Nick Saban not being on the sideline, I don't think that makes a difference. And no, just to clarify too, he is not allowed to have a booth anywhere. He's not allowed to participate in the coaching of this game on Saturday afternoon. So just this is, of course, according to the NCAA rules. So just throwing that out there. But with that said, you know, the biggest thing I like about this game actually would be the under 62.5. I think Alabama wins comfortably in this game. The 24.5 is what I have a big problem with, because that's one of the things that we can count on with Gus Malzahn, head coach of the Auburn Tigers, during his tenure, is the fact that these games aren't getting those type of margins, right? Even when Alabama's favored big. Now, I do realize 2 years ago, a payback game of sorts, Alabama blew out the Auburn Tigers by 31, different circumstances. I think Auburn scores enough. I think it's going to be close to that spread. But, you know, I'm going to take the 24.5 and the Auburn Tigers and against Alabama. I do think Alabama rolls big, something like 41-17 or whatever. Just that 24.5, a little bit too much. And if you want to go extra on that, I would even say go the under as well. But I'm taking Auburn plus the points. And Alan, actually, this is our first of our two. He's on the same side with me.
So I liked Auburn a lot. And I thought it, you know, would be a strong selection, probably the weakest of the five. And the reason I say that is injuries. And looks like maybe their top running back, two starting offensive tackles may not be a go. Even a couple guys on defense for Auburn are banged up, and they're not as deep as Alabama, and that's what troubles me. Mac Jones is going to get his revenge. You know, he had those two pick sixes last year that caught them, but Auburn's, you know, they're not intimidated. They've won four times since 2010. I actually think they have the better receivers in the game. Their three receivers might be the three best trio in the country. Bo Nix, start the year was terrible. Under 50% the first four games, now over 70% in the last three games. I have Alabama winning 42-24, so I'll take the 24.5 points.
All right. So we got you now. So that's one of them right there. Now, a game that was supposed to be played tomorrow night. From a mental standpoint, this really irks the Pittsburgh Steelers just because of what happened earlier, having their schedule moved around. And so here they were ready to go against Baltimore. Baltimore having issues with COVID-19 issues, especially with their running game. Now the game is slated for Sunday. With that said, though, Baltimore, you know, I don't know if the league has figured them out. They certainly lack the weapons as far as with their wide receivers, and now their running backs are diminished as far as the depth there because of COVID-19. And then I think that there's just something wrong with Lamar Jackson mentally this year. I don't know if it's the two losses in the playoffs the last 2 years. I don't know if this, you know, has a carryover effect of what the Titans did to that team last year. But Lamar Jackson, and then when he's when he is forced to try to throw the ball downfield, the lack of accuracy, he kind of reminds me in so many ways of Marcus Mariota. And so because of that, and Pittsburgh, you know, marching right along undefeated, they're at home, they have to give Baltimore the four, I'm good with that. So I'm taking the Steelers minus the four, and Allen is also on the same side with me.
So when I'm looking at this game, and then I found out about them moving the game, I think now I heard that Harbaugh wanted to move the game back. Might end up hurting me even more. If they find out more cases, then even more trouble. They're going to have to bring up more guys from the practice squad. But everyone's talking about the two running backs, J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram, being out. I don't think that's the biggest problem, because Gus Edwards and Justice Hill will be fine. I think it's the loss of nose tackle Brandon Williams. When he was in and out of the lineup the last couple of games, gave him a breather in a couple series, and also he missed some time in the game last week, missed much of the second half. You could run a Mack truck through that defensive line. So I think that Pittsburgh will actually run more than they've run in the past. Think that their DBs can't cover or tackle, and they're having offensive line issues. Lamar Jackson's making the wrong read early and often on the spread option, whether to keep it, whether to hand it off. And then when he goes to throw the ball, his receivers are getting no separation, and they're 29th in drop percentage. I mean, this is a team that people were talking about might go undefeated, lose one or two games. I think Baltimore's done. I like Pittsburgh 28-17.
All right, so that's the two. We're all three on the same side, taking Auburn in the points and taking Pittsburgh given the points. So something to pay attention to, see if our great percentage continues for the rest of the year. All right, one more game, Indianapolis at home A 3-point favorite now against the Tennessee Titans. And I wonder if they're a 3-point favorite because it's been going down, which means the money is going on the Tennessee Titans side. It makes me wonder if it's because of what happened against Baltimore. Are they reading too much into that? And it's, you know, it's one of those things that could be a trap where sometimes you don't want to overthink whatever you saw the week before. Because for me, I look back at Baltimore, kind of, yeah, great that the Titans found a way to win the game, but I also think it was had a little bit to do with the fact that Baltimore didn't finish that game in the fourth quarter. Stats that stick out to me, Indianapolis 4-1 in the last five games against the Titans. Since 2008, that last game, where Indianapolis 20-4. You just don't see domination like that in the NFL too often, where one team is beating the other one so badly. The other part, when the Titans go into Indianapolis, they're 2-10 in the last 12 meetings, and only one of those 10 losses, by the way, was by 3.5 points or less. And that's why we look at where the spread is. Here's Indianapolis, a 3-point favorite against the Titans. Throwaway week one. I think Phillip Rivers is finding ways to get it done with the Colts. I like the direction the Colts are. And you go back 2 games ago, certainly the Titans looked good in the first 30 minutes, fell apart in the second half. But, you know, I'm just looking for consistency. And until you show it to me, I got to go with the hot hand. I'm taking Indianapolis, giving the Titans the 3 on Sunday. Allen on the other side, he's taking the Titans plus the 3.
I'm going to take the Titans here plus 3. I think that they're just a streaky team. And even though both teams, I mean, Tennessee goes to overtime, Indianapolis, both teams went to overtime. And I just think it maybe took more out of Indianapolis to come back in that game. And you know, they were sky high for that game. It meant that much to them. But I like the way that Ryan Tannehill is spreading the ball around. I think he had 9 different receivers. I think that getting the tight end involved in the passing game makes them a more dangerous team. So you can't just lock in on a receiver. You got it all different levels. Running back, you have threats at tight end and also a receiver. And special teams seem to be rounding into shape. Give me Tennessee. They pull off a small upset here, 31-28.
All right, I know you are on the same side as I am with the game of the week. Let the listeners know about this Ole Miss game, the Egg Bowl, 9.5-point favorites against Mississippi State.
Yeah, they want to get this game, give it to them for free. I love this one side of this game. All they need to do, call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get the game for free. And what a weekend this is. College basketball starts today. Last year we started 30-9 in the college basketball season. I think we're ranked 4th out of a little over 310 sports services on our selection. So, we were sad when it ended in March. We were on another run on the front side and the back side early in the season in college basketball. These lines are really soft. So you want to hop on board, check out the basketball packages. We have our Turkey Shootout, 15 games from tomorrow through Sunday, just $97, or double down December, 6 weeks of our executive phone service, just $397. It's all available. ParamountSports.com. And Johnny, want to wish you and your family and your staff and all the listeners out there a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
It's much the same feelings towards you and your family too. Be safe. Happy Thanksgiving. Eat a lot of great food. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. And the other part too, happy winnings to you as well.
You too, buddy. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you. Lee Sterling, once again, handicapper with Paramount Sports and Paramount Sports. .com. That number again, 800-400-9741, 800-400-9741. A little bit later this hour, don't forget Alan Bell with CBS Sports Line. We'll get his thoughts on some of these games this weekend, college football, NFL as well. If you'd like to weigh in, open segment coming up, 615-844-5600. That's 844-5600. Hey, by the way, you know, Thanksgiving, one of my favorite days of the year. I can't wait to eat as much as I want. At the same time, I can't wait to watch football all day long, tomorrow and throughout the weekend as well. Well, here's the thing, though. Now I can also bet on all those games on FanDuel Sportsbook, it just makes the day even better tomorrow. And if you've never bet on FanDuel before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot, because they're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game tomorrow. That means you can bet $5 and win $125. So which team would you bet tomorrow at 25-1 odds? Would it be Houston versus Detroit? How about Washington versus Dallas? You're going to love FanDuel, and offers like these are just one of the reasons they are America's number one sportsbook app. So here's the thing. The things that I love about it, the app, easy to use, safe and secure, and when you talk about your winnings, fast payout as well. So here's the thing. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with the promo code Franks. No, that's me. Franks, so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Use the promo code Franks. You have to be 21 or older, present here in Tennessee, new users only, and you must wager on these designated boost markets. So deposit required. The maximum bonus, once again, $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And for problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789.
Good afternoon. Still quite busy out here on all the major outbound routes. There's just been a crash in North Nashville, Alameda Street at 39th. 3,000 block of M Hill Pike was still tied up a few minutes ago over in Donaldson on the scene of that accident. We're seeing slow traffic at Times 40 East at 840 out in that part of Wilson County as you continue towards Lebanon. Hey, to cater your next holiday party, call Prince's Hot Chicken or simply go online, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 4330.
And now the fine folks at D&D Painting are reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to locate military care package and see how you can make a difference today. This message is courtesy of D&D Painting. For residential, commercial, interior, or exterior painting, epoxy concrete floors, or garage doors, call today at 615-554-2358. That's 615-554-2358. Backed by over 20 years of experience, that's D&D Painting. They're people who care.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
We're exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Cloudy throughout the afternoon, still some gusty winds and 30% chance of showers continues until about 7 o'clock tonight. Mostly cloudy, lows around 45. Mostly sunny tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day, highs low 60s. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams, 615-844-5600. In just a few minutes or so, we'll have a chance to visit with Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is the site. So going back and looking back at our five games that Lee Sterling, along with Alan and myself, picked, I'd like to get your thoughts too, Zach, on this. First, as far as the NFL contest, Indianapolis against Tennessee, you know, both Allen and Lee took Tennessee plus the three. To me, I'm still feeling pretty good about the Colts, especially at home.
See, this is the thing. I would say that normally, you know, it's Titans are notoriously bad going up to Indianapolis. But there's no way the Titans can let themselves lose that game. This is what we talked about from last season. And really, the last few seasons, you know, Titans four times in a row were 9-7, and it was consistently because they couldn't beat couldn't beat the Texans, right? They couldn't win in the AFC South, and for them to take that next step, which I think a lot of us knew that this should be the season that happens in, they got to win in the AFC South, and I think with that mentality, the team knows that this is a very important game. This is for first place in the division. And ultimately, they could lose it and still win the AFC South, but I don't see that very possible. They have to go in and win. So given all that goes inside of it, and then, of course, DeForest Buckner comes out, that's a huge piece to that upfront pressure. That means it's going to be some holes opened up even more so for Derrick Henry. And if they play the game like they did against the Ravens, where they give him the ball plenty amount, they trust him the most with the ball in his hands, and they hit a few home runs here or there, I think they could easily beat the Colts.
By the way, the Colts off to their best start. You have to go all the way back to 2013 with the 7-3 mark. So two teams, both at 7-3, something has to give. The other one were this year, once again, when all three of us on the same side, Alan Bell, Lee Sterling, myself, 16-5 against the spread, 76% winning percentage, and including in that too, we have won 7 out of our last 8. Pittsburgh, there's two games that we're all on the same side of the 5. One of them is the Pittsburgh Steelers at home giving Baltimore the 4. I'm looking at Baltimore, and there's nothing about this team that even resembles last year's squad. And so all three of us are taking Pittsburgh giving Baltimore the 4. This game once again moved from tomorrow night to Sunday.
You know what's crazy is for that Baltimore team, they lost to the Steelers, they lose to the Titans. Both of those games, they were up 10-plus points at one point, They end up losing it in the end. I think the Ravens get it done. I think the Ravens actually outright finally hand the Steelers their first loss, and let me tell you why. I understand the loss of J.K. Dobbins and the loss of
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram is huge for any team, just because those are two talented guys. Gus Edwards in that game, the last time the Steelers met the Ravens, he ended up having the best day out of all of them. He had 16 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown, something like that. He had a good day. So they relied on Gus Edwards for a reason. I think they wanted a physical back, and when you look at that backfield, Gus Edwards is their big bruising back that they send over the middle. I think Hollywood Brown figures it out. I think Lamar Jackson has one of his games, and I think the Steelers get their first loss. I actually believe that the Ravens are going to bounce back.
The only problem I have with that is the fact that Lamar Jackson did not play well against the Titans, did not play well in the first meeting with Pittsburgh. Remember, very first series, pick six going the other way. Knowing the magnitude of that game, making those kind of mistakes. And then even against the Titans and the Steelers, once they get inside the red zone, unlike other teams, like, for example, the Titans have been outstanding in the red zone, right? The Baltimore Ravens, just awful. Absolutely awful. We saw it against Pittsburgh earlier this year. We saw it against the Titans. If they were successful in the red zone against the Titans, there would have been no overtime. The Baltimore Ravens would have been very much and very comfortable and secure in that win in that fourth quarter. And so that's that hasn't just been in two games. They've been struggling all year long. And I'm not, you know, my thing with against Pittsburgh on Sunday, you know, what's to tell me that they're going to all of a sudden figure it out in 1 week?
Well, if they were playing tomorrow, I would go with the Steelers. But I think this, you know, them getting a move to Sunday, that's going to be a huge help for this Ravens team to not only continue to prepare. It's not a short week anymore, even though their preparations are going to have to be hindered, and you know how everybody else has been at some point this season, even the Titans, right? And then they come out and have one of their best games they had all season against the Bills. So I think there's a chance there for the Ravens to finally get their first or get that win over the Steelers and give the Steelers their first loss.
You know, I'm sure Watson Brown will be happy to know that not only Lee Sterling and myself taking North Carolina on Friday plus the 4.5, we have both picked North Carolina to win this game outright. We're calling for the upset, North Carolina at home to beat Notre Dame on Friday.
Yeah, I don't think Notre Dame's real. And when I say that, I mean, everybody's got that win. That win over Clemson, I get it. It was a, what was it, 4 overtime, 3 overtime? Who cares? Trevor Lawrence wasn't on the field. And so they were bolstered by that. Clemson was hindered by that. And ever since that win, everybody's thought Notre Dame is just, you know, walks on water, and they don't. So I don't like Notre Dame at all as a team. Every time I see them play, I don't think they look all that good. That's just me. I could be wrong on that. But from what I see when I watch them play, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look fun.
Well, they struggled to beat Louisville, remember, by mm-hmm. 5. That was a double overtime win against Clemson, but no Trevor Lawrence. I thought that they were actually going to go down to Boston College 2 weeks ago. They end up winning that game by 14, but I actually, you know, Boston College had their opportunities, just didn't execute that afternoon, but I actually thought that it was going to be Boston College. And I certainly like North Carolina a much better, especially with Sam Howell, a lot better than I do as far as Boston College. Alabama and Auburn is just to, when you look at that, is, you know, we kind of like assume Bama's going to beat Auburn, and especially with what happened last year. But the 24.5 points, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that Nick Saban is not going to be a part of coaching Alabama. I just think that's asking way too much out of Alabama, especially in a rivalry game. I think they win big. They're going to win by double digits, probably push it close to 3 touchdowns. But the 24.5 is just way too much. Plus, I actually like the under in this one. I mean, Bama to me is going to win something like by 41-17. They're going to be pushing it, getting close to that number. But if you give the points, you're going to be struggling all day long, and I think at the end you're going to fall just short, and that's why all three of us took the Auburn Tigers plus the 24.5.
Never trust the Vols. I mean, wait, sorry, I'm getting the wrong game. What game did you just say? I'm looking
Auburn and Alabama.
Auburn, Alabama. Sorry about that. I'm looking at something. I'm looking at Vols right now, and I missed.
Yeah, they're not playing, by the way. I think it's safe to say they will not lose or win by 24.5.
Hey, I still stick with my original point. Don't trust the Vols. I still think that's a good. That's just a good basis of argument anyway. But that should be a fun game. I don't know. I don't know how to pick that one. It's weird with Saban off the sideline. And I don't know. So you're giving the points towards Auburn. So you think?
No. I'm taking Auburn. All three of us are taking Auburn plus the 24.5
to cover, not to win, though.
Yeah. No. We all
right.
have Alabama.
Okay.
We have.
I'm
we
on
all
board
have
with
Alabama.
That. I'm on
no,
board
no,
with
no.
that.
We all have Alabama winning big.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on board with that.
And then finally, LSU against Texas A&M. I'm opposite of Lee and Allen. They think the Aggies will cover the 14.5. I'm just still waiting for Jimbo Fisher to that Jimbo Fisher, the one that I'm very accustomed to. I think A&M wins, but it's going to be closer, and I would not be stunned as not only North Carolina beating Notre Dame, also see on Saturday LSU knocking off Texas A&M.
I don't know. I don't even know if I can pick that. I don't even know where I can go on that, so I'll just trust y'all. What are y'all on?
That's fair. And I'll just say it, too. The Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, and oh, by the way, Ole Miss
yeah,
giving
I go with
the
that.
9.5.
I do go with that one.
All right, coming up on the other side, Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline, sportsline.com, to get his thoughts and his reasoning behind his picks as well. He's coming up. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Well, good evening. A couple of new ranks out here in the last few minutes. Gallatin Pike there in Madison, about the 1300 block. Also, they're still working their rank at Antioch Pike. That's going to be the 1300 block, Antioch Pike, South Nashville. 4200 block is Saundersville Road over in Hermitage. We saw that rank being moved to the side. Alameda Street at 39th. Hopefully be cleared up in just a few minutes. Busy out here on all the major outbound routes. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nakisha Tate, the Tate team. They'll talk to you right now at 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
He's back, and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Blood wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now, 615-844-5600.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Zach Williams making sure everything runs great. Don't forget, we have no show tomorrow and Friday. However, I'll be back with you on Saturday morning with our countdown to kickoff tailgate show. Not only looking back at Thursday and Friday's action, but getting you all set up as far as top 25, SEC, and more. But certainly looking forward to you joining me once again this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Our good buddy Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is the site. Alan, thank you as always. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, so at least it wasn't like 2 weeks ago when none of us were on the same side with our five picks. Last week, we were on the same side with three games. We were 2-1. A 67% winning percentage, but for the year, 16-5, 76% against the spread. And I bring that up because this week in the five games, we're on the same side with two contests. The All first right. one, we like the Auburn Tigers plus the 24.5 against Alabama. No, we're not calling for back-to-back wins for the Auburn Tigers. We just don't think the Alabama Crimson Tide is going to win by that many, although I think it's safe to say we all look for decisive victory for the Crimson Tide against Auburn on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I agree on that. Like, I mean, Alabama's probably going to win the game, but we all know the Iron Bowl is the weirdest rivalry game every single year. And now, you know, first off, hope, you know, Nick Saban, you know, is healthy and, you know, progresses through all of this. But, you know, it's going to be weird, you know, with him, you know, probably not on the sidelines. So, yeah, I mean, you know, with all of that going on, yeah, give me the 24.5 points. Alabama will win probably by pretty big. But, yeah, I'm going to roll with Auburn on that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be right. I think you're going to sweat it out if you give the points and then end up falling just short. I think it'll be like low 20s, that type of margin of victory. But, you know, people forget that Gus Malzahn has three victories over Nick Saban and Alabama since 2013. So that's worth noting.
Yes.
The other one, you know, you'll be a little bit surprised on this one, by the way. It's not one we're unanimous on, but both Lee and myself – forget about just getting the points from Notre Dame. We're both predicting North Carolina to actually get the victory against Notre Dame on Friday afternoon.
Wow. All right. I could see it. I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty good football game. You got two good teams. And, yeah, you know, I'm interested to see how Notre Dame, you know, continues to progress through all this. But, yeah, I see that, you know, I'm not only riding on the side of Notre Dame. You guys are going for the outright win. I like it.
The other one that we are all three on the same side, the Steelers game that was supposed to be played tomorrow night, now moved to Sunday, a 4-point favorite against Baltimore. Baltimore, look, they're already weakened at wide receiver anyway as far as weapons for Lamar Jackson. The running back situation now, instead of being a running back by committee, well, the committee kind of like it will not be a part of this equation with no Mark Ingram or Dobbins. Just Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, nowhere near what they were last year. Plus, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, they've got some big holes right there in the middle of that defense. And I understand that, this is that time. They're going to put it together. Well, you haven't put it together all year like that, you know, against when it mattered in games that mattered. Lamar Jackson is still – look, you can say what you want. I still think that what the Titans did to him last year is still hurting him this year.
Oh, big time. I mean, Mike Vrabel, he figured out the blueprint on how to take out Lamar Jackson in that offense, and we've seen it. You know, teams are mimicking it. Bill Belichick, you know, literally did the exact same thing. And, you know, here's the interesting part. So we saw when this game was postponed, when they announced that, and several Steelers players were very, very upset about it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, I if that game were to be played tomorrow, I still would have ridden on Pittsburgh's side. But now, oh my gosh, I'm all over Pittsburgh because I really think that they want to prove something now. And this could have been a game where they kind of, you know, got caught sleeping, maybe a little bit, who knows? No, I think Baltimore's got their full attention now.
Are you concerned in games like this when all of a sudden, because when players are that outspoken about it, you wonder if it's now in their head or the fact that, you know, here we are Wednesday, we're still talking Thursday, Friday, Saturday before we get to Sunday, that all that will play out and it will not be a problem for the Steelers on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And, you know, I think it kind of depends on the team and I think it depends on the coach. You know, if it were, you know, a younger team, you know, with a young head coach and, you know, kind of younger players, you know, I think that could affect them. But if you're talking about a Pittsburgh Steelers team who's veteran, you know, led with a veteran, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback and a head coach and Mike Tomlin who's been there, you know, and just that organization who understands and knows how to go about things, you know, the proper way, I think that it plays out well for them. So if it's the Steelers, yeah, I feel good with that. You know, and again, if it were a young kind of hotshot team, I could see that getting in their head. But the Steelers know how to do this, and especially it being a team that they absolutely hate and know more than anybody else.
The one that I'm on the opposite side of you and Lee, you both took Texas A&M at home, giving LSU the 14.5. This is the part that why I took LSU. First of all, Texas A&M, they have not played since November 7th. So they're going to go 3 weeks in between games. And when they last played, they went on the road and beat South Carolina, which it's South Carolina. And we saw it was a reason why Will Muschamp is no longer the head coach there. But you go back to Halloween. You know, they played Arkansas at home, and they survived 1-11. And we just saw what LSU did to Arkansas over the weekend. But the fact that A&M has not taken the field in 3 weeks, And LSU certainly looked good and took care of business last week against Arkansas. It's the reason why I'm taking LSU plus the 14.5. And, you know, if I wanted a double-digit, you know, if someone said, okay, you got to pick one team to win that's a double-digit underdog, two teams I would have in mind are both in the SEC, LSU and Vanderbilt, who is a 15-point underdog to Missouri.
Yeah, I like those. I'll say this. This was by far the most difficult game to pick, at least for me, because I agree with everything that you're saying. We haven't seen A&M, you know, like you said, 3 weeks. They haven't been on the field. You know, and I think it kind of comes down to LSU, right? Like, you know, they did look good, you know, against Arkansas at times. At times they didn't. But I like that, yeah, that young quarterback that they have. The kid's got a rocket of an arm. And if they figure this
thing
out.
Yeah, he's a freshman, too. I mean, they've got three outstanding young, you know, either redshirt or true freshman quarterbacks with LSU. But Finley has looked good.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. And you know, again, like, this was really, really the most difficult one for me to choose. And I wouldn't be surprised if anything happens, you know, like you kind of laid out, you know, in this game. You know, it was just really, for me, it was going with the better team and you know, just kind of hoping and praying, you know, in terms of the points that that it works out. But that's a lot of points, especially, you know, with the hook there. So, yeah, I mean, that is by far the least confident game in for me this week.
From a college standpoint, I want you to give me one college, one NFL game. The ones that are still scheduled at this point, too, by the way. But as far as in the college, one game that you feel like is your best bet, your biggest lock for the weekend.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point right there, right? Because we look across the board and we wonder, you know, who is going to step up? Who is the team, you know, that can really handle their business, you know, this week, right? So I kind of like your Vanderbilt play there. I mean, Vanderbilt's a cover machine. I really like what they've been doing, but I'll say this. The team in the lock for me is Indiana minus 11 against Maryland. I think Indiana is going to roll. I don't think that there's any hangover after that Ohio State game whatsoever. And their defense is averaging 3 turnovers per game, and their offense is playing very well as well. So, yeah, Indiana minus 11 for me, that's the one.
Interesting, because I'm on the opposite side with you. Now, if you're basing on the first time we saw Tagovailoa in Maryland, a different situation. But when he's out there, you know, I've been impressed. And so you wonder if there'll be a letdown with Indiana so emotionally fired up last week against Ohio State, coming all so close with that comeback in the second half to fall short. You wonder if that will have a carryover effect where I'm not predicting the outright win for Maryland, but I think that's way too many points. You know, Indiana's not that just yet.
Yeah, you know, and I'm with you on that. You know, and you bring up a really good point, too. You know, we don't know, you know, in regards to Indiana, like how they're going to bounce, you know, off of that Ohio State game, right? Like, this is the first time we've ever really seen them, you know, in a big spotlight. You know, so
well, they have been big, but you have to go back to the late 60s. So it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. I'll have to pull up the other tapes on those. Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest question, is how do they bounce off of that game? Because it's still one of two ways. You know, they could be fine, and they could honestly get a boost off that Ohio State game. Or, you know, Salina could go in there and rack them up, you know, because he's a fantastic quarterback as well. So, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Hey, before we let you go, the NFL game, what is your biggest lock for either tomorrow or Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. It's going to be the Bills minus 5.5 at home against the Chargers. I think that the Bills are a much better team. I think they've got their offense rolling. I think it's a long trip for the Chargers to go out there. I'm going to roll with that one 100%. The second one would be the New York Giants to cover against Cincinnati. I think we're going to see how big of a Band-Aid that Joe Burrow was for that team. But if I had to choose one, Buffalo. What about you?
Hey, by the way, I'm on the same side with you. I like both of those. So
there we go.
Absolutely.
All right.
And don't sleep on the Jets. The Jets could actually get their first win this week, but they're getting 7 points from Miami. The Jets, to me, I'm taking the Jets plus the 7.
You know, let me say, I agree with you on that. And two, I hope that the Jets do get a win. Like, I don't want to see 18 go on 16. Like, I don't ever want to see that. At some point, I hope that they do get at least one win so that, you know, they don't go down in history like that, because nobody deserves that.
once again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. You know, I say this all the time on the air, how thankful I am for not only our friendship, but also our visits week in and week out. And just want to let you know that before we let you go. And also a chance and opportunity to let the listeners know what they can expect from Sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So first, I'm very thankful for you and the station and your show and all the listeners. Thank you. Seriously, you all mean the world to me. And yeah, Sportsline, you know, really what we want to do is just give you the edge, you know, in terms of betting, whether it's college football, NFL, college basketball, you name it. You know, you don't have to bet every game, just bet the right games, you know, and that's really what will help you out. So yeah, go to Sportsline.com. Quick round, check it out. Think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, thank you again. Be safe and look forward to talking to you again next week.
You too, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline, sportsline.com. A quick reminder, once again, if you're going to be drinking with your family or friends over the next few days, the bottom line is this. We talk about this all the time. If you've been drinking, pass your keys to a sober friend. Designated drivers are the real MVP. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Well, good evening. A couple of new wrecks out here in the last few minutes. Gallatin Pike there in Madison, about the 1300 block. Also, they're still working their wreck at Antioch Pike. That's going to be the 1300 block at Antioch Pike, South Nashville. 4200 block is Saundersville Road over in Hermitage. We saw that wreck being moved to the side. Alameda Street at 39th. Hopefully be cleared up in just a few minutes. Busy out here on all the major outbound routes. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate team. They'll talk to you right now at 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet, the back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it, but it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
And now, Mooneyham Outdoor Works is reminding Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Mooneyham Outdoor Works. For the best in excavation, land clearing, site prep, grading, landscape installation.